Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Charlie Brown, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is four of the best stories I overheard during my time as a sommelier. How could you sleep with my sister? You know what they say, alcohol loosens the tongue. You must think I'm stupid. I know exactly what you've been doing with my sister. The words tumbled out of her mouth, and I instantly pretended to busy myself with restocking the bar as far away as possible. But the place is small, super small, so there was nowhere to go. And it was 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, so there were no other customers to busy myself with. As the argument progressed, I was kind of glad I was the only witness. The more alcohol that hit her system, the more she started to cuss at her husband, who fully admitted that, yes, he had been sleeping with her sister. This was a mild-mannered older couple, totally and utterly nondescript, almost to the point of anonymity. But here they were, throwing the most horrific insults at each other, the likes of which I can't even put to paper. This is Britain. I fully expected them to pay up and leave to continue their argument behind closed doors. But no, for 45 minutes, it was me, them, and the thought of the sister. I wanted to text my husband to come over and disperse some of the tension, but then I had one of those weird paranoid thoughts. Because my phone was linked to the bar's audio system, would it read out my text over the speaker? Sam, get over here. Pete's just admitted to having an affair with June's sister, and they're going 10 rounds in here. So I continued my pretend stock check, unable to avoid listening to every word. Eventually, they finished their drinks. I never saw them again. How do we hide your pregnancy? Your friends will be here any minute. A couple walks in, the first of their group of eight to arrive. They look a little worried. It turns out she is a couple of weeks pregnant and no one knows. Plus, it's her birthday, so the drinks will be flowing. The three of us concoct a plan. Every time she orders a gin, we'll make her a pimped-up tonic, ice, garnishes, and all. All is going well until I hear someone saying to her, "Can I try some of your drink?" She hands over the glass. The girl takes a sip, oblivious to the four bar staff watching closely for her reaction from behind the counter. "Delicious," she declares, "but it's very light. You can barely taste or feel the gin in there. I kind of like it. It's almost like you could drink 10 of them and not feel it." "No, Sally, you're right. You'd never feel it. Not in a million years." "He's so awful to me. I don't know why I married him." The couple saunters in one evening, the type that is so hopped up on love they're blind to everyone and everything else. They seem like a sweet couple, obviously nutty about each other, cuddled up in the corner for a couple of hours. Great stuff, I think. True love is alive and well and playing itself out in my wine bar. That was on Friday. On Saturday, she comes in again, this time with a group of friends. Before I've even set the menus down, she's started to throw shade at her husband. "He won't stop spending money. He bought a BMW without even telling me. My opinion counts for nothing. All he does is go out late with his friends. He has no respect for me. He never cares about what I think. I'm pretty sure he's cheating on me. I think it might be the end soon." I guess you never really know what's going on behind a couple's closed doors. Until you own a wine bar, that is. This is the worst first date I've ever been on. A taxi rolls up 45 minutes before closing, and a young guy barrels out full speed into the bar with a bored-looking girl trailing behind. I didn't realize you closed soon. Can you fit us in? I'm sorry, we're full. You're always welcome to call ahead next time. The panic in the man's eyes is palpable. Please, he implores. I'm on a first date, and I've just pulled her out of a restaurant before we even ordered food to get here. I find them some space on our emergency table. You know the one. All bars have one. It's uncomfortable. It's drafty. And it's only used if we really, really have to. Not exactly first date friendly. Can we order some wine tasting flights? No, we stop them an hour before closing. Can we order some food? We've not eaten yet. I'm sorry, the kitchen is closed. The daggers this girl is giving her date at this point are like nothing I've ever seen. To be fair, I'd be pretty pissed if someone displayed that lack of forethought and had pulled me out of a restaurant without so much as an olive passing my lips. Thinking ahead is sexy, folks. Making your date hangry is not. I give them a couple of glasses of wine on the house to try and ease the tension. It doesn't work. I don't think there was a second date. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.